Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, before Gilbert gets on his bike and runs over to Trailer Wheel and Frame, Dell.
Nothing is happening to Rachel.
No, Rachel's fine,
Rachel's
everybody.
Rachel's fine. She's safe.
Well, he was adamant yesterday that we were going to be someplace.
Well, then you go and do that.
Well, maybe he'll go out there.
No, don't make Gilbert go out there, because Robert and Jeff and Ray and everybody out there is going to go, why do they put, this is the guy they bring here?
Well, maybe other people go out there too.
Well, maybe not, though. Maybe. Why'd you run that open?
I come in here like at 6:30 to throw in the open, so I don't have to rush in here and do it while we're getting ready for the show. I just slid over the wrong one.
Hey, here's the top. I want to get to a lot of different things, including like some real sports stuff, like Forrest Whitley. We've got an article about him that's kind of it's nice to have. What are we going to do? What are the Astros going to do about their number one prospect who's supposed to be super awesome? I don't know. Look at me, just la la la. Ooh, I don't know. What are we going to do about all of our awesome players?
Was that your article this week for Sports Map?
No, mine is what goes down like behind the scenes at Senior Bowl. It's like for real. I'll go over it later, because it's kind of cool when you have Dan Marino. Like, you're right next to legends, just at a Oyster House or at a bar or whatever.
Oh yeah, because it's so
kinda
small.
Yeah, and it's just kind of, it's weird. Everyone rubs shoulder, is just right next to each other. Hey, look, there's Marino and Elway talking.
Bill O'Brien was like happy.
Yeah. He was ecstatic.
Yeah. I mean, so that's
Bucky Brooks weird. Told me, he goes, man, Bill O'Brien was just grabbed me and was like being all chatty and happy. He's like, I don't know if he knows I was killing him. I've been killing him. I'm like, dude, I said, he was, hey, Lance, how you doing? I said, I think he's just mad that he won the war.
Dude, look at what the Texans put out today, though. I love this.
Raising ticket prices?
You see this?
No. Oh, that's a tight Deshaun.
Isn't that thing nice?
Yeah, that's nice. It's
like a painting of Deshaun.
That's nice.
And it's got, you know, just red paint and blue paint through it, and it's Deshaun running with
kinda
the football.
Artsy.
It's really artsy.
Yeah, it's a good deal. So
it says Wallpaper Wednesday. Hashtag Wallpaper Wednesday. You can find it.
We do have a lot of sports stuff to get into. One of the rundowns, Dell, that we have on the sheet that you put together, well, there's something on Pornhub. And but it also, I do have to tell you, we've got a radio host from Chicago who watched all that craziness go down yesterday. They got one Houston radio station kicked off Radio Row.
Mm-hmm.
It can't, and now they're at a diner.
Yeah. And another guy kicked out of a hotel.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know a lot of stuff is going down, and if I were an advertiser that spent a bunch of money to send an entire station there and they were gone by Wednesday, or serving
they had
serving
one
hash
show
browns
there
by Wednesday, yeah,
one show there.
Like, other hosts are not happy. I can tell you this. Other hosts are really mad.
No.
Anyway, yeah, so he was there and witnessed it, and a Chicago radio host is going to join us at 7:45. Gerald McCoy from the Tampa Bay Bucks from Radio Row at 8:15. But one of the things that is on our list of show highlights that we want to hit on is an article that's in Sports Map. And Sports Map is, I had an article just yesterday that appeared that was about what goes on at the Senior Bowl behind the scenes, at the Senior Bowl, how it kind of goes down. And if you want to go read that, you know, what the afternoons look like, what the evenings look like, what makes it so unique, you can go to sportsmap.com and check it out. This one just says, Granato's article is trash.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, man, I have not hit. Is it already out yet?
Yeah, it's out.
What
it's
time
called
they
Loving
post
the
it?
Goat, John Granato. Dell could not be more wrong. We need Tom Brady on that wall. Here's how the article starts. I didn't read
Dell got name checked in the title.
I didn't read it because our producer Dell Olole wrote it. If you want to read his article here on Sports Map about his hatred for Tom Brady, you'll have to find it yourself.
And that's,
I don't want to
correct actually, because Sports Map linked it in your article. In the
well,
first sentence.
I didn't, but I didn't.
But they did, because they know what they're
you'll
doing.
You'll have to find it yourself, which you can find right there.
Just click on the link.
You'll have to find it yourself. I don't want to get near it and accidentally click on it. But Dell talked about it on the air, and as usual, he couldn't have been more wrong.
Now, this is John being lazy. He decided to counter-argue a great article with the trash one of his own, and use his ridiculous lack of insight about me and Tom Brady to create an article that's going to bore the hell out of you. No. Actually, it'll actually be pretty entertaining because it mentions me quite a bit, the more talented of the two of us.
Well,
and so he attacks me and just does stuff to Tom Brady that's a little dirty. John, did you have to lotion up your knees after they got all dry and ashy from being down there so long, or were you all lubricated before you got down there?
Neither. All I did was write it, and the reference is that you're a loser, and it was actually referred to a few times, and I think it's dead on.
Yeah, Dell, is this true, Dell? If Dell had his way, Jacksonville would have gotten by the Patriots, and if they won this Sunday, they'd be just another blip on the radar. It'd be great for Jacksonville, but that's about it. That would be just like Joe Flacco's Ravens team or Brad Johnson's Bucks team. Ooh, gross.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Nothing against those teams, but 50 years from now, there'll be nothing but footnotes.
What is this dopey attitude that if you're not a Patriot fan, you should care about history? What in sports says, hey, well, this team wins, I don't root for them, it's really great that they won, why do you care if the Patriots win?
We saw greatness, with the Steelers
of
the
70s. You've seen it five times already.
49ers of the 80s.
You've seen them win five times, you really need to see it again?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, it makes them even greater.
Stop it, it's embarrassing, you're embarrassing yourself.
Oh, no. Just a five-person poll. Just five people.
The intern's not here. Can we wait till the intern gets here before we start taking phone calls?
Speaking of lazy.
Yeah.
Answer the phone.
No.
Answer the phone.
Answer the phone. Why don't you come in here and answer the phone? Turn on your mic. Phone. Speaking of lazy, I can't even turn on my mic. I don't like turning on my mic. I can't turn off my mic. Lazy.
Wow. What happened? You know, it's because you took an article. Here's your last paragraph. No. But thankfully, Dell will be around to tell them how you once saw Tom Brady and how great he was. There will be a gleam in his eye and a faint smile remembering how Brady beat his Dolphins for the division title year in and year out. All that hate he's had for all these years will one day turn into a bittersweet memory he can relate to the youngsters bouncing on his knee. They'll look up and say, thanks, Uncle Dell. You sure are a good loser. You're a loser, but a good one.
I do find it funny.
That's the end of an article?
That the guy who won't even turn on his own microphone has the audacity to call me lazy. He doesn't even, he looks down at his mic and then waits for me to turn it on when he could just hit the button.
Moly. You're a loser but a good one?
You are a loser.
That's what your nephews and nieces are saying to you?
Yep.
Like I told John before the show, I barely know my brother and sister. Probably no one's going to be calling me Uncle Dell.
Well, no, I don't even know. I don't know that they're going to be your real nieces and nephews. Call you Uncle Dell.
Why would I have kids I'm not related to? Am I going to be someone's butler in another life?
No, you're just going to be Uncle Dell. Everybody's uncle.
I'm not
sweet uncle that loves Tom Brady.
First of all, I'm not going to be like someone's butler. Drew. And I'm not going to be some handler for some kid who I don't know who's playing high school football. He's not going to call me uncle anything.
Well, maybe. Maybe some, you'll just be. I just picture you when you're about 80 bouncing kids on your knee. That's all.
I don't know why you picture that.
I don't
know.
For you
to picture
either.
That's
but I'm
weird.
Just saying. That's
better
all
be
saying.
Related.
It's not happening
or
either way.
Or he better be a Santa. That's the only two things. Related or a Santa, mall Santa are the only two things that make it okay for 80-year-olds to bounce kids on their knees.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if you can think of another one, let me know, but I can't think of any others.
That's all I'm
saying.
Mall
Santa in relation. What are you trying to put on me?
I'm just saying this is how I picture
you.
Do you have brothers
or sisters?
Yeah, but I barely know them. I don't like kids now, but when I turn 80, I'm going to be like Ron Washington and have this complete turn in life. I started liking kids.
I don't know.
I can just imagine. What is our brother Dale doing today? Oh, nothing. He's just having.
You can't do the accent.
He's just having barbecue.
You're not
again.
Allowed to do the accent.
They brought
pizza king.
They brought tacos into studio today.
Yeah.
Dale got to have free tacos. What did you do?
It's a good day for Dale.
I was working on aeronautics in space.
No,
today,
my brother was a huge screw up. My dad.
Oh, was he?
My dad was. No, I don't know what he is now, but my dad. My brother lived in Nigeria until he's like 16 or so. My dad brought him over to California where we were living, and he was gone within 7 months.
Damn, you lived on both coasts, Dale? You were bi-coastal?
No, I grew up. I was born in Florida, but I grew up in California since the age of two. My dad, to get rid of my brother.
Wait, you were only in Florida for 2 years?
Yeah, but I went back every summer. And my dad.
But you rep the East Coast. You don't rep the West.
I rep the Canes and the Dolphins and the Heat, yeah.
Okay.
My dad wants to get rid of my brother because he was afraid he was going to run away. My dad pretended like we were going to Home Depot. He had my brother go to Home Depot like to get some fake supplies, I guess. And while he was gone, he packed all his stuff. And when he came back, he had his stuff packed and ready to go. And they drove him to the airport. And I never saw him again.
That's one of the greatest moves of all time.
Go to Home Depot.
I'm going to try that on my kids.
And pick up a hammer
He sent my brother with a family friend to Home Depot, and he kept them there for like an hour or two.
The family friend was in on it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. My dad packed up all his stuff.
And when he got in trouble if your dad went through that route to get him out of there.
He got hit in the head with a BB gun pellet, so he wasn't running with the best of the best.
BB gun, that could be in. Yeah. That could do I got some, one of those some too. 10-year-old
yeah,
kid.
But he spent some time at the precinct for something.
I did that too. We got calls in here. Let's see, because you asked for people to call in. And
well, no, here's what I said. I actually honestly want to know this. I just can't do a Twitter poll. I've just decided I just can't do it. But I am curious if our listeners want Tom Brady on that wall and need Tom Brady on that wall. Do they want him and the Patriots in the Super Bowl or no? Because there are people who hate the Patriots and want them to lose, but there are other people who want potentially more watchable Super Bowl. But I don't know how it shakes out.
Everyone
watches the Super Bowl. What is this nonsense?
Yeah, it's not going to matter. Stan Humphries and Blake Bortles.
Hey, look, Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl again. Look
and
how
Trent
fun it
Dilfer.
Is. Stop it. You watch
crappy quarterback
you
play.
You watched those Super Bowls.
I did. And you know what? I was like, man.
No, it was crappy because the games were crappy.
Oh, okay, you know what was great? Last year, Tom Brady coming back from 28-3, and everyone's like, oh my God, it's the greatest game ever.
If the game is 27-24, you're not going to care that Blake Bortles is playing quarterback.
The Blake Bortles versus Nick Foles is probably a 27-4 game.
So you're looking, no, stop it. Blake Bortles' team almost beat the Patriots. Why would it be 27-4?
I didn't tell you who was four.
Why? Oh, and the Eagles would all of a sudden fall apart?
Who knows?
Good.
Oh, hey, who knows? Are you sure Nick Foles is going to fall apart?
So if the Eagles are going to fall apart, if Nick Foles is going to fall apart against the Jags, why wouldn't he do it against the Patriots?
Well, here's the number, 713-780-3776. Let me get Christian in real quick, and let's see how some of these guys respond, because I think Dell's going to actually win. I think people are going to hate New England more than one.
I'm sure of it. But you know what? Years to come, you're not going to say, well, I saw Blake Bortles in the Super Bowl.
And that was what your article is about. Yeah. Anyway. What's up, Christian? How you doing?
Good morning, Joe Granato, Lance Zerline, and Mr. Olege. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Good, man.
Well, I know y'all were talking about Tom Brady and the fact that, you know, y'all need him on that wall and stuff, but to be honest, even though I don't like Tom Brady, I really don't because of his ego, I just want to see an exciting Super Bowl on Sunday. Wouldn't y'all agree?
Yeah, I want to see a good game. I'd like to see a well-played game, and I'd like to see greatness. That's my point. As opposed to Blake Bortles throwing one 5 yards over the head of his receiver.
I like how you're picking Blake Bortles. I don't care who's in the Super Bowl.
But it was him or Blake Bortles.
I don't care who's in the Super Bowl. I just don't care. I don't care for Tom Brady.
That was the choice.
It was the choice because they played because it could have been anyone. It's not even about Blake Bortles or Tom Brady. I just don't get why people need to see Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. You've seen it. Who cares?
No, that was the choice, though.
It's not always the choice. I don't care if it's next year versus...
If it was Ben Roethlisberger, he can play. He'd be just fine.
Well, my article wasn't about Tom Brady versus Blake
Bortles. I don't know
Blake
what it was because I didn't read it because I would have had to click on it.
Well, shockingly enough, you're uninformed again. Big surprise.
Let's get John in here. What's on the line three real quick? Let's get because we were shortest wait time in the station. What's going on, John? How you doing?
What's up, John?
Hey, brother. This is Seth Payne, and I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to kick your...
That's Seth. Seth likes us.
I'm gonna get you in the square circle, brother. We can oil our bodies up and wrestle.
Seth is not a wrestler. Seth likes us.
No, Seth was great.
He doesn't. That other guy, Josh Ennis, and now I'm coming for you.
No, there's not the Macho Man Randy Savage. You're doing Randy Savage's voice. I think he's
brother,
dead.
This is Seth Payne, and I got all the power with me from the Houston.
Seth Payne would be a great wrestling name.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, right. Wouldn't it be perfect?
Yeah, actually.
That would be a great wrestling name. That's it. Beat it, John.
Yeah.
713 ESPN 975 713-780-3776.
Julian and Chuck have real answers when we come back.
Yes, when we come back.
Julian and Chuck have real answers.
We're not that.
Hey, brother. Hey, brother. Still real Slim Jim.
I'm not doing that stuff.
All right, take one here.
Let me tell you about Manistee Clinic. So the brand new location apparently opened up. It's at 288 in Discovery Bay. You got to, if you're listening from the Pearland area right now, I can tell you this. You're going to be pretty, pretty, pretty excited about headed into Men's T Clinic to figure out if that is the issue going on right now. Because you say, you know what? I used to work out all the time and I stopped for a little bit and it was no big deal. But now, you know, when I stopped again, it's just like, boy, I just completely lost it. The belt loops keep changing on me and just gaining this belly fat. It's not going anywhere. I've tried to diet. It's not working now. I tried to get back on that New Year's resolution. It's not working. You know, that's one of the signs, telltale signs of low testosterone. You know what else is? A lack of drive, overall drive. You're not performing like you did at in the workplace. You don't have that drive to succeed in the workplace. You lay on the couch. You just turn into a couch potato in life. It can affect your libido, obviously. It can affect your workouts. This is something that you can manage with Men's T Clinic. They can test you, and if you are low in testosterone, which does happen naturally in over 33% of the men over 40 in this country, you have a chance to do something about it. Once they test you, and if you come in low, they can get your body right. They can get your testosterone level back to where it should be. You're going to see a huge difference. You're going to get back to being the real you. Three locations here in the Houston area. There's a location at 1801 Durham and I-10, 290 in Barker Cypress in the Cypress area, which is a huge location as well. And brand new in Pearland, 288 in Discovery Bay. It's my good friends over at menstclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. As we mentioned, Lanta and my story both up on SportsMap this morning.
And Dell's. Dell's is up there, too.
Yeah, Dell's had... That was earlier this week about recruiting, though.
Yeah, that posted yesterday.
That posted
but the one you're referencing was from last week.
Oh, yeah, I don't, I'm not...
Every week we're writing... John is writing additional articles because he's starting because he's being Daddy Fat Stacks.
Well, actually, I've got a... I've got two articles up. Another one that tells you how you can get scholarship money by going to the Senior Football Showcase.
Oh, wow.
The Greater Houston Senior Football Showcase. And there's a link to it. It's February 10th, but you got to sign up by Saturday. So if your kid isn't getting a scholarship from a Division I school, mm-hmm. they can still get money. How about this? In 10 years... they're going to reach $100 million in scholarship money.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty damn good.
Really
$100
good.
Million in it's scholarship really money for this thing. So it's awesome. And there will be a link up there in just a little bit. Fred Fowler's putting it up for us. So we're going to do that. We'll have that. If you've got a senior right now that you think can keep on playing some college ball, there's going to be like 150 coaches here scouting our kids. They do a combine type thing at the bubble. So it's cool.
So earlier, Dell wrote an article about he didn't want to see Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. You wrote one where like, yeah, you're going to be glad you had Tom Brady and not Jacksonville. And I asked listeners.
No, first of all, let's be clear. I didn't write anything about him. I don't want to see him Super Bowl. I said it's okay to not like Tom Brady.
Oh, no. Well, it has nothing to
do with Jacksonville because the Super Bowl was already, the championship games were already over before I wrote it.
Yeah, but nobody knows because nobody read it.
Well, you have positioned your entire article about me wanting to see Blake Bortles in the Super Bowl. It had nothing to do with Blake Bortles.
You don't
want to
see Tom Brady.
But you don't want to see Tom Brady.
I said
you've been saying that.
No, what I said was, in the article, I don't care about this whole appreciate greatness nonsense. I don't care about that. If I want to see Tom Brady lose, it should be fine for people to want Tom Brady to lose.
Well, yeah. I asked this to John's point, ask the listeners. Here's our number, 713-780-3776. The Super Bowl is coming up in a few days. Would you rather have I'll just call it like it is. Would you rather have Foles and Blake Bortles squaring off in the Super Bowl because you wanted the Patriots to lose that badly? Or would you rather see Tom Brady and the Patriots in the Super Bowl, whether you like them or not, just because you think it will be a better Super Bowl. Like, what matters more?
And not only that, but do you enjoy greatness? Like, see, the Steelers of the 70s, the 49ers of the 80s, even the Cowboys of the 70s and the 90s, great, great teams make not football like bigger and better.
No, but this is why I think it's different. We've experienced a lot of Tom Brady. You can like greatness, and at some point, I wonder if there's a breaking point where you say, you know what, I appreciate that he's the greatest of all time quarterback. I'm done with him, and I'm done with the
Patriots.
Did
you feel that way about Jordan?
Well, I mean, I wanted the Rockets. No, here's the difference to me, though. The Patriots have been busted cheating a couple of times. They are habitual line crossers,
too. You don't know if the Bulls cheated or not.
Don't think they did.
I don't know.
I did appreciate the greatness of Michael Jordan, but I appreciate the greatness of Tom Brady,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I will. But
that's
I wouldn't
the point.
Have,
that's
I wouldn't
the point.
Have been super sad if
appreciate
Jacksonville.
Greatness as opposed to Dell.
I wouldn't have
it's
been
just
super
a bitter,
sad
a bitter,
if Jacksonville.
A bitter little man.
The appreciate greatness stuff, frankly, is bull crap.
No.
You don't have to. You're a sports fan. Why do you care if another guy wins a Super Bowl? Yeah. Who cares?
No.
You don't have to root for him if you don't care about it.
Because years from now, we're talking. Look at Babe Ruth. Nobody saw him play except Barry Warner. And look,
Jerry didn't see Babe Ruth play.
Might have.
And you know what? I don't care that Babe Ruth is great. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
It doesn't
you're
matter
still
me at all.
Talking about Babe. You know no, you're not
you know
talking
what,
about.
You know, hey,
what,
you know who
Hank
I don't
Aaron.
Bring up?
Hank Aaron.
I don't care about that either. I know what you're doing, but I don't care.
No.
You know what I don't
he's
bring
the,
up?
He's a home run king.
You know what I don't
what
bring up?
What am I doing?
Barry Bonds is.
Yeah.
Oh,
you.
Are we counting Barry Bonds still?
I don't ever start a conversation with, golly gee, Babe Ruth was great.
No, and you start, don't.
No, well, I don't care.
When you're bouncing those kids on your knee.
I don't know why you can keep putting that out there.
Let's get Julian first because he
Julian
had to, remember he hung up.
Oh, okay. Julian is next here on ESPN. Hey, Julian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up,
you?
Man? How you doing, baby?
I was just thinking about it, man. You know, right now the Patriots, they're pretty much the best of the best. You know, wouldn't you want to see them go for, you know, especially Tom Brady get a six ring? I mean,
that's what some people
odds
think.
The odds of that happening again, you know, for another team to be such a, you know, powerful dynasty, man, it's looking slim.
Yeah. No,
I mean, is there another team right now that you could say, you know, with a few pieces here and there, they could make a three Super Bowl runs?
No.
Or is
this will be the greatest dynasty. Well, I think Jacksonville potentially could if they had the right quarterback. That's such a big if. Honestly, I think this will be the greatest dynasty in the history of sports. I don't think it will ever be touched.
Yeah,
definitely
honestly,
in football.
Too, guys. Who really wants to see Jacksonville in the Super Bowl?
No, right.
I mean, honestly.
Thank you, Julian.
The ratings are going to plummet, you know.
But you don't care about ratings.
No, but we care about, oh, yeah, football being great, and the advertisers getting their money's worth.
Yeah,
and,
because that's
no, but
a concern.
So we don't have more commercial breaks next season. The ratings better be great, and they better get their money's worth.
But we had
because
great.
If not, they just keep adding breaks.
We had some great games in the postseason that didn't have star quarterbacks at the helm necessarily, although I guess you technically had Roethlisberger here and then Breeze
the
here
Chiefs
in some of these
Titans
games.
The Chiefs-Titans was a good football game.
Yeah, there's nothing exciting about
No, but they
about
were, it was the Chiefs-Titans. All right, Chuck
is next.
Chuck is next. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck, what's up?
Chuck, you there? No, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh, hey,
can you hear me?
Yeah, what's
yeah
up,
we
Chuck?
Can hear you.
Yeah, man, I love the show. I just want to tell you, I think it's inconsequential whether Brady's there or not. I hate the Patriots, and I hate Tom Brady, but I want to see what coach is going to ultimately screw up playing against Bill Belichick's team. Why can't we hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch? Why can't we run some time off the clock? Friggin' Brady should be 3-7. That's all I got to say.
No.
You know what? I mean, they have benefited from some coaches who have made some mistakes, haven't
Absolutely.
They? They've absolutely benefited from that.
Oh, yeah. Pete, man, that was one of the dumbest calls in Super Bowl history.
Yeah.
Elliot is next on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Elliot.
What I was going to say is, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Brady by any means, but if it was Foles versus Bortles, there's a high chance of a blowout. With Brady and Belichick, they want to be known as the best ever, so they're going to purposely lose for three quarters. And then come back and win the game and look like they're the greatest people ever.
See?
You know what?
So, in that regard, I got to say Uncle Dell's wrong.
Yep. See?
Well, that's a very reasonable argument. That one team's going to try not to win for three quarters.
Three to nothing.
You know,
so
I really see, this is what happens. This is why all that matters is that you win and people forget the rest of it. I'm starting to mess with me that, oh, my God, that guy was right. I mean, Malcolm Butler got the miracle interception on a slant, and then all Kyle Shanahan had to do, they could have just run kneeled the ball.
Right.
He could have kneeled it every snap at one for basically almost the entire fourth quarter and won the game.
You lose your brain when you play them for some reason.
I mean, that those would be two consecutive losses, and we'd be talking about how tarnished the Patriots' legacy is.
Right.
Seriously. That's what people would be saying.
He should
be
3-4.
Look at LeBron has gotten to the finals a zillion times. He's got a losing record in the finals.
Yeah. Oh, but the greatness. Of course, he would be 3-4. We would talk about the greatness of the teams that they're supposed to do.
So Troy just said, I would absolutely care about this game. I guess I'm presuming he's talking about if Jacksonville were there, if Carson Wentz were playing. That would be different if Wentz were there because he's one of the up-and-coming quarterbacks and might have been the MVP of the league. We don't know, but I don't know. Super Bowl. But John's point about will it be memorable in the future, I can tell you there's a better chance of a game going sideways if Jacksonville's in it than New England. I know that much. We'll see some dominant offense potentially with New England, even if they blow out Philadelphia. Jacksonville does have the potential to turn it into a really ugly, ugly game. There's no question.
Let's get the last one in here. Jose, let's see his thought on it. Hey, Jose.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What do you say, pal?
Go on down.
Hey, I'm not, early, I guess about 3-4 years ago, I kind of hated on the Patriots, but I kind of started appreciating what they do because it's a lot harder to get there as many times as they've gotten there than it is just to get hot at the right time and win one or, go once in 3 years. But, I mean, I believe it's harder to try to stay at the top. These guys have been winning since I was 19 years old, and I'm 35 now. I mean, it's just it trips me out. And you got one of the most unathletic quarterbacks in Tom Brady, already at 40 years old with 5'3" receivers. I mean, it doesn't matter who you throw out there, and the guys get there and win at a high percentage. And man, I'm just kind of appreciating it.
Yeah, right, I'm with you. Like, I could give a crap less about Patriots greatness or run, but honestly, what he does, this is why you can't ever have another Patriot run. This is why it's pretty much impossible in the NFL. And really, I'll tell you this: basketball. You want to say, well, what about the Warriors? What about LeBron? LeBron isn't one team. LeBron makes it easier by bouncing and organizing teams with Miami. That's a different deal. It's hard to do it on one team when salary cap implications come up, age comes up. If you're bouncing, if Tom Brady got to bounce from team to team like Deion Sanders is doing, it's
well, no, the Patriots are the Spurs, not the LeBrons. Yeah, but they're the Spurs. They've been doing it for greatness for over a period of time.
That's exactly right. This is why even Golden State will be tough. Tom Brady's 40. He's been doing this for so long. Like, that's unbelievably rare in any sport.
They have more Hall of Famers on that team than Tom Brady's played with.
No. He was with Teddy. No, you forget about the earlier.
Who?
You're going to have
Randy Moss.
Well, Randy Moss.
A couple of years.
Randy Moss for sure. I think Willie McGinnis is going to be there.
Maybe. I mean, he's a borderline at best. What about offensively? All Brady has done offensively. He's got Randy Moss. That's
it. Gronk will be a
maybe.
Hall of
Famer. Gronk's got to do some more, but he'll get there. Yeah. He's got to do some more though. But other than that,
offense. I don't think an offensive lineman. Gronk will be there. The running backs have just been okay.
They've been.
I mean, they're good at what they do. Yeah. Generally speaking, defensively, he was on when he first came in. He had a really good defense.
Ooh, and
really,
which Hall of Famer?
I do think Willie McGinnis has a chance to go.
Maybe at best,
but I don't know. Ty Law was at the back end of Tom Brady, and he's not.
Lawyer Malloy.
No, but he's
Patrick
had,
Chung.
But you're saying Hall of Famers, but he's had great. He's had really, really good players.
He's had good players,
team.
But he's again, the Warriors have more Hall of Famers right now.
I think CJ
than
Mosley,
Tom Brady has played with his career.
I think history's going to remember CJ Mosley pretty kindly. He's in the middle of it right now. CJ Mosley's damn good. We're just not. We don't talk about him a lot, but he's a Pro Bowler every year.
If you don't talk
really
about
good.
Him, he's really not going to be a Hall of Famer, probably.
Well, he doesn't do
Mosley or Hightower.
Yeah,
isn't Mosley with the Ravens?
Oh no, I'm thinking of Dante Hightower.
Hightower, yeah.
No. But I am talking about Dante Hightower.
Yeah, we're talking about
Dante Hightower.
Two Alabama guys.
They're just Alabama linebackers guys. And Alabama defensive linemen.
Yeah, but Dante Hightower's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
No, probably not.
The right now, the Warriors have more Hall of Famers than Tom Brady has played with in 18 years.
But it's easier to organize Hall of Famers in the NBA.
You're only talking about five.
The NFL, NBA, you got a shot at the Hall of Fame in NBA. Have you done anything? Did you do anything at Knox College? Did you play in any kind of pickup games or anything? You got a shot. You got a shot to get in the NBA still, Hall of Fame. You don't really have to do, like...
Well, no, but we're talking about Durant.
Did you play in China?
We're talking about KD and Steph. They would be a Hall of Famer, you know, in any league. They're the best.
Makes it easier.
Yeah. All right, 732 Easy, ESPN 97.5. Save people money.
Well, so Bill Advisors. What Bill Advisors does is Bill Advisors basically comes in and they look at all your bills and they say, okay, this is a bogus fee they're charging you. This is bogus. These. We get eliminated all the time. That is what they do. They go in, they can get fees eliminated, but then they also go and renegotiate your rates. And a lot of times they get it to where you're getting what entry rates are for people who have just started using, you know, DirecTV or a satellite provider or a cable provider, one of those bundled packages with phone, internet, and cable. They get you the entry level fee. Now, even if you've been with the company for years and years and years, why shouldn't you be taken care of? You're a loyal customer. And what Bill Advisor does is they go get you those rates. And what it ends up saving you is a ton of money every single month. You aggregate that and you find out, wow, I'm saving over $1,000. I'm saving over, in my case, it was over $2,000. And it can be any monthly, it can be any recurring bill, home insurance, auto insurance, electric. It can be cell phone. It can be bundled packages, home phone, internet. Let them work on it for you with Bill Advisor. Just text bills to 313131. They will get back with you. They'll start the process and it's super easy for you. You pay one low monthly fee and they continue to scour your bills month after month after month, looking for any rate increases they try to sneak in for you and looking to lower your bills. It's billadvisor.com. Text bills to 313131.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Steelers. Back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, well, Vince Wilfork has been brought up. Vince will probably, he's borderline, but he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. The thing about it is, though, is Brady, I think it just enhances his greatness. The guys that he played with, we're good, good players. Let's not get anything wrong. But when you talk about the Cowboys of the 90s, when you talk about the Steelers of the 70s, the 49ers of the 80s, look at all the Hall of Famers assembled on one team. Brady's been doing this for 16, 17 years with guys, not Hall of Famers.
I think he is now. I think he is now. Gronk is now. You'd also say, how good is he when Gronk is not playing? It's not as good.
Not as good. But when you're better, 40. When you got better players with you, how good was Troy Aikman without Emmitt Smith? Well,
first of all, don't even compare the two. Troy was just a guy who drove the bus. And, he was not a great quarterback.
And when Emmitt Smith missed the first two games of the season, they lost.
That's kind of a joke.
Why? I mean,
Troy was not a great. Look up any of his numbers, and you'll be like, "Oh, Troy."
No, I know.
Not good. Not good at all.
No. But he was accurate. He
16 touchdowns. He steered 11 interceptions is considered. Troy was really good this year.
He drove the bus.
We'd be calling him Blake. We'd be calling him Troy Bortles.
No, but what I'm saying, yeah, right. If Troy was on with all of these teams that Brady has had,
no prayer.
No
prayer. No, I'm not arguing. Now, I don't think he's just had a bunch of slappies. The Patriots have had some really good players at different times. Right now is one of the least talented rosters I've seen Tom Brady. And I mean, I'm talking both offense and defense. We were talking about, to me, it's irrelevant about which of these guys are Hall of Famers. When you have Richard Seymour, Vince Wilfork, Willie McGinnis, Mike Vrabel, you know, I mean, that is a loaded defense. That's not the case anymore. They're not loaded defensively. No,
even Ninkovich was like, that's a good player.
Their offensive line is not that great. Yeah, I didn't mention Teddy Bruschi. Their offensive line's not all that great. They have You know, some of that's Bill Belichick's personnel genius.
But the point being, the great teams of all time, the Packers of the 60s, the Steelers of the, you know how many Hall of Famers were on the Steelers of the 70s?
Oh, no, they were
loaded.
Holy
cow. I mean, that's, you're talking about all-time great players. Brady's been doing this practically. I don't want to say, it's not on his own. Don't get me wrong. But my goodness, you can't even compare.
Well, he's done it with a reset cast. Like Troy Aikman, his run, for example, and no one's comparing Troy Aikman to Brady, but the Cowboys run, their great run, happened with a finite set of players.
Yes.
Tom Brady's run in the Patriots, and this is why I say it's an unbelievable dynasty, because no one's ever going to have a quarterback, I don't think, who can play this long at this high level. It's just, it's almost not possible. Peyton Manning did it, but Peyton Manning, you can see how hard it is to win. I would argue Peyton Manning, and you look at Peyton Manning's wide receivers, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, on one team, they won it one time with that team.
Right.
One time. He's out here winning with Danny Amendola. And now Julian Edelman is a really good player. Wes Welker's a really good player. But he also kind of made those guys. Red Butt Plug. Why am I shouldn't name his, that's his Twitter name. I don't know why I just said that. But he said, how in the hell can a team that has been busted so many times for cheating be considered a great dynasty? They're the Barry Bonds of the NFL. Bleep them.
I don't consider that. I don't agree with that. Because they taped and the Deflategate couldn't have been dumber. It couldn't have.
You really think so? That's just another. They're trying to get another. Well, edge.
When the Vikings and Eagles were playing and they had the balls on the heated bench, nobody said a word.
But
about
let me
that.
Ask you: did they intentionally do something to make it easier for Tom Brady to throw a football?
But do you think that they did? But here's the league. And I don't want to revisit Deflategate.
Spygate wasn't
Sean
dumb.
Salisbury said everybody did it. Everybody deflated footballs. Because you know what? You wanted a better grip.
Hey, we got to take a break. We got Jeff Jackowitz from Jacko and the Kid. Jocko and the Kid. Jeff Jackowitz, who is from WSCR in Chicago.
Jeff Jackowitz.
He watched Seth Payne and Josh Ennis get in a fight. We got a right there. We've got a first person view of all the things that went down and maybe went down that you didn't see with the on the little Periscope or whatever it was, Facebook Live. He's going to have all of it. This guy Jeff Jackowitz is the real deal.
Jeff Jackowitz from SCR is going to join us next. He was up close and personal with the war yesterday. Houston radio station war. And it was a war.
It was a huge war.
And that Seth Payne, I think, dominated. I mean, it wasn't a very good war.
It was a one-sided war. It was Pacquiao versus Mayweather.
I actually almost felt sorry sometimes for Josh.
During that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't bring your phone with you. Don't go over there.
He doesn't care. I mean, that's so funny about him. He cares more than anyone because he's so... he puts out the tweets and everything. How's the show? You guys like the show? Oh, oh my God, dude. Stop. And yet he didn't care that Seth was just calling him a POS the whole time. All right. So Jeff Jackowitz is going to join us next right here on ESPN 97.5.
From Jocko and the Kid. Supposedly the hottest show going in the country right now.
Right, Jocko and the Kid. I want to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. So easy that you can do it in your underwear. That's right. You can put your pants on if you want, but if you want to do it in your underwear, you can as well. Wait, don't go out and get your VIN number off of your car in your underwear. You know how hard it is to read that VIN number on your dashboard? It's really, really difficult. So don't do it in your underwear because you're going to be outside and probably get arrested. Here's the deal. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's all you do is you give the VIN, you give the condition of the car, and they're going to give you a quote on how much they can give you for that car. And we've talked about this before. If you are thinking about trading your car in, you think the dealership is going to give you the best deal possible. No, that's where they make their money. Where they make their money is from you trading in your car. And then they'll say, wow, we'll take so much off the sticker price here, which is jacked up about 2,000%. And you think you're getting a deal. Well, no. You go, give me the VIN, go to VIN, givemethevin.com, get the best price you possibly can from John Clay Wolf, and then you bring that to your dealer and say, look what I got. It doesn't make any sense not to go to givemethevin.com, givemethevin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, the big hubbub yesterday was on Radio Row, where Josh Innes and Seth Payne went at it. 790 kicked off of Radio Row now. Doing their shows live from a Perkins in Bloomington. that's real. That's real.
I mean, we've done ours from a trailer place.
Oh, yeah.
Not Radio Row, necessarily.
Right.
We also have loads of barbecue come in and we eat. Yeah. They have to pay for hash browns.
Well, I don't know what kind of free stuff they're getting today.
Order up.
Well, I heard, but if you hear order up in the background for today, instead of talking to Emmett Smith and Tony Gonzalez, their plan was for Jim Mudd to eat breakfast with Minnesotans and just talk about life in Minnesota. So there's, it's a little different than being on Radio Row, what with, the Hall of Famers coming through. But
well, to be fair, it'll probably be more entertaining than hearing Emmett Smith talk about his new collaboration with Pistachios.
Or Preparation H.
Like a completely different side note. Yeah. Gerald McCoy will join us at 8:15.
Right. So, anyway, it got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of views.
Yeah.
Josh versus Seth. And right there on the scene was Jeff Jockowitz of Jocko and the Kid on WSCR in Chicago. And he's joining us right now for a firsthand view. Jocko, how you doing?
Hey there, fellas. How's it going?
Good, man. Good to have you here. Great to Chicago. Very much. Yeah, you guys are right there, so you go up to Minnesota.
I got
to
ask, though. I mean, you live in a cold place, and then you go to Minnesota. You excited about that, Jocko?
Those Minnesota girls a little different flavor than what we're used to. So anytime you can get out and do a little scouting, it's not the worst thing. But winner's winner.
Winners, yeah, no, it's cold. It's fine. It's cold everywhere.
Winners, winner.
But the girls, yeah, the girls up there got a lot. There's a lot of thickness.
A little different flavor.
It's not that different, though.
A little scouting.
I was
it
up
scouting.
In Wisconsin for years. Wasn't that much different.
Yeah, you called it scouting is one way you can look at it, Jocko.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's, we'll just leave it at that. So anyway, you had a big hubbub yesterday.
Yeah, what happened? Were you there?
I was there, so my partner and I were. We're on a break. I had a taped interview from the day before. Bears legend Matt Sui. So I had 17 minutes to myself. I'm kicking back, eating my breakfast nachos. All of a sudden, everything just stops. Right, just stops dead. And I'm like, what is going on? Are the Telemundo girls here already? That's usually the highlight of the day. Not so much. Sure, I look over there. I can't see what's going on. There's a big portly gentleman. Slumped over in a chair, so I had to make my way around this large fella. All of a sudden, I see these two guys going at each other. Like, what is going on in the neighborhood?
Go ahead. What happened? Yeah, no,
you made your way around.
I think he's talking about McClain.
I think he was, too. Yeah.
Yeah, forgive me, fellas. I don't know the name.
Right. Right.
So, come to find out, the big guy that's in the face of the bearded pudgy guy, guess he used to play the game? He used to play in the league?
Right, it's Seth Payne.
Yeah, Seth Payne.
Oh, yeah, so he's going at this guy. The fat guy, his glasses are fogging over. You can see a little pee spot on his sweatpants for me. I mean, it was just embarrassing. The guy was getting owned hardcore.
That is,
there's a pee spot?
Little pee spot? I didn't see, we didn't see that in the video. So we got some more information.
Yeah.
That,
we
didn't have so,
that wasn't
so
in the video.
This other guy sitting at the table, this little who come to find out is the big guy's radio partner, this pasty Russian-looking guy. He's doing
That's Mike Meltzer,
man, Mike,
yeah.
The Karate Kid, get him a body bag thing over the guy's shoulder. Like, what are you going to do, kid?
Yeah. He's not... Well, pasty Russian. I think maybe that is his heritage.
Is he?
I don't know. I think so. So he was going in like the body bag kid from Karate Kid on the from behind
body
Seth.
Bag. Body bag.
Yeah. Okay. He wasn't going to do nothing, but he had to get his shots in there. And then they had some, I guess their producer, who is this guy? Nobody's ever heard of this guy. Who cares?
Yeah.
But he had to get some shots in.
No, everybody was taking shots. That's, it must have been disheartened, but you had your Matt Sui interview, so you were fine. It wasn't like they disrupted your show.
Oh, well, I mean, it definitely took enjoyment away from my breakfast nachos, I can tell you that.
Probably so.
I have no idea what kind of good work Mr. Snooty's doing with the folks at Ten Acton. Missed out on all that.
Yeah, right. That's too bad.
Yeah. Well, you didn't, but the other people, maybe other people on Radio Row.
But, hey, listen, but legends like Matsui, you never know. I mean, look at Waddle, what he's doing right now, right, in Chicago?
Yeah, sports talk show.
I mean, it's sports talk. If you're a former Bear, it doesn't matter if you were any good or not.
What's your show like, Jocko and the Kid? First of all, who is the Kid?
So I host with the former Cubs great Jerome Walton. Has gone from roaming the outfield on the north side to being my radio partner.
Yeah.
Very, very talented. No idea Cub what he great? Was doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know if he's coming
the kid.
Yeah.
That's neat stuff.
So Jerome Walton is the Kid?
Yeah.
He's the Kid. Of course he's the Kid. He was great. I mean, you're talking about a guy that put up like a lifetime 420 OPS. I mean,
right.
That's we're not talking HOF numbers here, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of baseball, so it's kind of a big deal down there, huh?
Yeah,
we're playing baseball here now. I don't know if you heard, Jocko, but you and the Kid, well, we're pretty good here.
Well,
the Cubs are coming to get you. I can tell you that right now. The talk up here is the prospect that signed in Yu Darvish. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard that guy. I mean, I think he's just like the big game pitcher we need to get over to home.
Yeah, he showed. I'd love to see him. Hopefully, Cubs and Astros are in the World Series, and he's game one. Yeah. That's what we're hoping. God willing.
That's what we're all hoping for. What's going on with Jake Arrieta? How about putting some money out there, Cubs?
Jake can walk. Who cares?
You don't care about
but
Jake.
But you want Darvish.
Got you a World Series. Now kick him to the curb. I get it.
Yeah. In Theo we trust. That's all I can tell you.
Let me ask you, what did anything go down after the videos? We saw what happened when the videos went down. Did anything go down? Is there anything additionally going on in Radio Row that we're missing here in Houston?
So here's how I knew we were all getting played, is that what you don't see on the YouTube, as soon as it was over, they high-fived each other. The chubby fella goes back to this, what I can only assume is a homeless girl who rubbed his shoulder, rubbed him down, dusted the nacho dust off his hands, gave him a big kiss on the lips, and sent him to hang out with the little Russian guy.
I think that was chili.
I don't even know
which direction any of this is going. I just heard nacho dust, which I didn't even know there was a dust when you have nachos, unless there was a powder of some sort. Yeah, so no one else. You're not seeing any other fights or anything. So you think that was all big work then, and that wasn't even a real thing?
I mean, what are we talking about today? I'm not talking about my Matsui interview, I can tell you that.
I mean, that's a good point.
No, yeah.
That's a fair point, Jocko. Yeah. This is
Jocko and the
Jeff,
Kid.
Jeff Jockowitz from WSCR in Chicago, from Jocko and the Kid. He does a show with Jerome Walton, who he calls the Kid.
Yep.
Big time.
Hall of Fame numbers.
Big time show. So what's the big talk right now in Chicago? We've got Deshaun Watson here at quarterback. You've got Trubisky. We've got, I think we won that one, if we go head-to-head in that one. You got the Cubs, the former World Series champs. We got the Astros, the current World Series champs. We got the Rockets. James Harden just had the first 60-point triple-double of all time. And then you lost Derrick Rose a couple of years ago, and he's literally, his career is basically over. And it looked like you had the next great guy.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're not talking Bears or Bulls basketball right now. It's kind of a rebuild. Hoping to bring back the illustrious Tim Floyd to really turn the ship around, so it's kind of on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and you got the Hawks that nobody cares about, really. So that's about it. Aren't they in last place now or something? I mean,
hey, it's not our fault. The league rolled out the red carpet for those freaking Golden Knights out there. Those cheating Golden Knights. No wonder they're running the league right now. Don't even get me started, buddy.
An expansion team running the league. How's that? How's that working out for everybody?
Another work.
That's Jeff Jockowitz of Jocko and the Kid, weekdays on WS. Is it a weekday show or a Saturday morning show, or what is
when
it?
When does your show even come on?
We do Saturday mornings right before a car show and then right after the other car show.
So you get to wait through the car shows to do your second half of your show. That's good.
Worth the wait. Check out the podcast, please. Give us a listen.
Jocko and the Kid right here on ESPN 97.5. Jocko, we appreciate it.
Later, fellas.
Right, there is Jocko.
Jeff Jockowitz, Radio Row. Jocko and the Kid.
Jocko and the Kid. Jerome Walton.
Matsui interviews.
Jerome Walton references.
I forgot Jerome Walton once lived.
I forgot. I didn't know he was the kid.
I guess, actually.
I didn't know he was nicknamed the kid.
I thought that was Willie Mays. I guess it's Willie and
the
Jerome Walton.
Right. No, right.
Both of them.
All right. 757 ESPN 97.5. Appreciate that interview. We got Gerald McCoy going to join us here.
Gerald McCoy will probably be less funny at 8:15.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I would imagine. Hey, how about this? RoseExpress.com. Mm-hmm. This is now you're going to hear over the next few weeks here all of the different roses and all the different flower companies and all of this stuff going on. But the deal is this: Rose Express. We met with Matt, the owner, the other day.
They're right here. They're based here in Houston.
Yeah, in Conroe.
Yeah,
Conroe. Yeah, yeah. They're right here. So what guaranteeing the freshness? If you're listening in our area, you're going to get the freshest roses. But he ain't doing this a dozen roses. You know what a dozen roses is?
The dozen roses means tolerate.
Means, you know what?
I tolerate you. Thanks for the laundry.
You know what? I used to have a good time with you. Now,
Yeah.
You know,
seriously, a dozen roses basically, and you're done.
How about 25 roses? 25 roses for $29.
Now, this is a Valentine's Day price. Right. Like, I know you're thinking, no, they always, but what's the rate for Valentine's Day where they're going to raise it? No, no, no. Do it today. You get 25 roses for $29. How about this? 50 roses for $49. That price, you could blow her away with 100 roses for $89. Can you imagine sending 100 roses on Valentine's Day?
That, and for $89.
I mean, look,
listen, honestly, if you go to the store and get an arrangement,
yeah,
it's going to cost you, forget about that.
Murdered.
Murder you.
Murdered.
She will love you and do stuff that you never had done to you before.
You need things done. Listen, go to the website, roseexpress.com, right now, and sign and get it done today. You can pay for it today. You're done. You set up your delivery date, and they will guarantee delivery on that date. And you're done with it. Yeah. And then they're going to do stuff to you.
That's right. Well, they're not going to do it. Maybe you're. Hopefully your girl does. But it's the easiest website.
Well, that's who I was referring to, a they.
It's the easiest website as well. It's just 25, 50, 75 roses. How much you want. That's it. Okay? And that's it.
Side pieces, too.
Rose Express. Yeah, they want them, too.
Side pieces.
RoseExpress.com. RoseExpress.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.